Moving along and condensing our information here for our Universal Design segment with TWD Design Build Remodeling. Seven principles of universal design. Quick recap. We've gotten through three. Equitable use, flexibility in use, simple and intuitive use. Todd, number four.
Number four is perceptible information. So you're going to want to build things, change things for people to learn to the touch. People lose their feel, their sense of feel, their depth perception. So you want to have all your flooring and all your handles, let's say, your just easy to use, easy to see, especially if you're going from room to room. If you're changing from tile to carpet, you need to have those to where people can look down and say, oh, I'm heading into carpet now. Be prepared, so to speak. So that's kind of where that comes from.
Yeah, if you go from a slicker surface to a carpet, yeah. I mean, it grabs your foot and stops. It doesn't give you any slide.
It does. So you have to have in mind when you're designing and doing a universal design that it's all the flooring, all the doors, everything's kind of, I don't want to say marked, but it's very legible that you're going to see changing from tile to carpet, going from carpet to tile. Colors are a big thing. You want to have everything similar, but when you're doing the universal design, you have to let people know that you're changing flooring, whatever it may be, yeah. Wall colors, like Ron said earlier.
But so, Ron, what you were talking about different colors and walls. How does that concept apply?
Well, it actually uses an architectural series called wayfinding to be able to denote a way out of the home or a way into a different area.
I like that.
So you can actually use colors and light, whether it be natural light or artificial light, to be able to direct flow so that it's intuitive. It just is subconscious.
I really like that concept. Whether it's like as it's getting lighter, I'm getting closer to an exit, or as it getting darker, I'm getting closer to the interior. That when you're thinking about this for guys, for people like us, this is a no-brainer.
Yeah,
Why would I need that?
Exactly.
But if you're dealing with somebody who's facing dementia or Alzheimer, these things,
they make a difference.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yep,
and that's that. The term, that whole process is used in industrial design and commercial design, outdoor spaces, architectural buildings, so that people don't inherently get lost.
And aside from that, just think panic mode. What are you told to do if there's a fire in your
home?
Stop, drop, and roll, or crawl. If you're crawling on the ground and you're following a color code,
mm-hmm.
and you're discombobulated, oriented by smoke, that color on the ground level where you're crawling could be a lifesaver.
It's kind of the same concept the airlines use on the planes. They say, if there's an emergency, you'll see the lights lighting up on the floor, and this is the way to the exit.
Number five.
So number five is tolerance for error. So we briefly touched on this, especially around the stove in the kitchen area. You want someone to be able to set something, and if they forget it, it's gonna do its thing to where it will shut off itself.
Front door locks after 8 o'clock.
You want things labeled if you can label them, but that's kind of hokey. You want people to be able to set their AC, set their heat, set their stove, set their burners, and there is a tolerance for error on all that.
Number six is pretty self-explanatory.
And that's kind of goes along. This whole universal design thing kind of coincides with one another. You want low physical
elimination
effort.
Of stairs.
So, yeah, you don't want stairs, but you also want people to be able to turn on their stove, be able to turn on their AC, their heat. You want it all easy for anyone who comes in that home, not just the disabled, but it could be the grandkids that come over, or if you have your in-laws coming out of town, everybody who walks into that home should be able to use anything in that home.
And then
this was actually developed, before Alexa came along, and she's actually a perfect example of something that was developed for this.
And then number seven, our final and our seven principles to universal design.
Yeah, so size and space for approach and use. So you want to have at least one entrance, if need be, that's possibly wheelchair accessible, a walker, somebody who's not going to trip coming into the home, you know, all the way from the driveway to the entrance of the home. It's got to be easy access.
A stroller with two armfuls of groceries?
Yeah. So that's kind of where that came from and where that is what we try to do.
On the backside of the break, after we get back, I really want to ask about this concept of, you know, interchangeable that you mentioned ending the first segment of, you know, changing things. I'm picturing like taking off a red Lego brick and putting a blue one on it.
Building
this whole design concept seems a lot more complicated. You made it sound very simple. So we're going to get into that conversation and go through a number of these other bullet points as it talks to floor plans and flooring types and seatings and our showers, all here at Rosie on the House with TWD Design Build Remodel.